From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Syrian government says it's conducting an assault on the rest of northwestern town of Jisr al-Shagur. It's part of a drive to crush a three-month-old uprising that's prompted thousands of Syrian refugees to flee to Turkey. The BBC's Jim Muir is monitoring the situation from Beirut.
Activists on the ground said the attack began with a heavy tank and artillery bombardment early in the morning, then a two-pronged assault with around 200 military vehicles moving in from the east and south. Helicopter gunships were hovering overhead, they said. Syrian state television said army units had gone into the town after disabling bombs and booby traps on bridges and approach roads. It said there were violent clashes with armed men dug in inside the town and on its perimeter. At least two gunmen had been killed and others detained, it said, and quantities of arms and ammunition seized.
The BBC's Jim Muir reporting. The fight for Libya is still seesawing back and forth. Rebels and forces loyal to leader Muammar Gaddafi have been clashing again this weekend around the town of Zawiya, about 30 miles west of the Libyan capital of Tripoli. The fighting prompted government troops to close the coastal highway, a key supply route that links Tripoli with Tunisia. Voting is underway in Turkey, where the ruling AK party has a good chance of winning a third term in office. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that the margin of victory could have a big impact on efforts to rewrite Turkey's constitution.
Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has made his intentions clear. If his party wins a two-thirds supermajority, it will draft a new constitution and vote it into place without bringing it before the people. That has Turkey's secular opposition nervous. Fears that the deeply religious Erdogan harbors a secret goal of turning Turkey into a theocracy have subsided, but other concerns remain. Dozens of journalists are in jail. Businessmen and academics who have spoken against Erdogan are under legal attack. And new government initiatives such as internet filtering have raised alarm bells among civil rights groups. The AKP's handling of the economy has all but assured its re-election. The question is, will the opposition retain enough power to hold its ambitions in check? Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
Strong winds are expected to return to Arizona today, and that could create problems for firefighters battling the huge blaze in the eastern part of the state. But for now, Jerome McDonald of the Southwest Area Incident Management Team says more evacuated residents should be allowed to return home soon.
We're ahead of schedule in Nutrioso. There's still a lot of work to do in Alpine and Greer, and we're very confident on this eager. So I would kind of prioritize it that way.
All the smoke from the fire is creating a health risk. One official in New Mexico calls today's air quality forecast pretty scary in some areas. The first photos of Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords since she was shot in the head in the mass shooting in Tucson about 5 months ago have been released. The photos appeared on her Facebook page today. This is NPR News. New York Congressman Anthony Weiner is rejecting calls for him to resign, but he's asking for a temporary leave of absence while he seeks professional treatment following his Twitter scandal. NPR's Andrea Seabrook says Weiner's announcement came shortly after several party leaders demanded he quit.
If a congressman doesn't resign when the top leaders call on him or her to resign, there are many, many other ways that the leadership can completely ostracize that member. The leadership can strip the member's committee assignments. They can force the member into smaller offices far away. They can not speak to him. They cannot let him in on any decisions at any time.
NPR's Andrea Seabrook reporting. Russian officials are angry about U.S. naval exercises in Ukraine. Jessica Gallagher has that story from Moscow.
Russia's foreign ministry says it has many questions about the arrival of the U.S. Navy cruiser in the Black Sea. The vessel is equipped with a ballistic missile defense system. Russia says it has repeatedly stressed it's not comfortable with the U.S. performing naval exercises with neighboring Ukraine, saying they're a threat to Russia's national security. Russia's protests come as the Kremlin and Washington failed to reach a breakthrough on a missile defense shield project in Eastern Europe. Moscow says its demands are not being heard. The Kremlin recently said that it was ready to drop its opposition to installing the missile defense facilities in Eastern Europe if the organization was willing to provide legal guarantees that the system would not be directed against Russia. NATO rejected those guarantees, saying it would be difficult to put them on paper. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
And I'm Giles Snyder in Washington.